from NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Liberia's president says he's willing to go into exile, though he won't say when. President Charles Taylor stands at the center of several African wars. He faces pressure to leave office in order to end his country's civil war. And today, President Taylor went to the airport in the capital city of Monrovia. He did not get on a plane, but he did meet the president of Nigeria. Taylor was dressed in white from head to toe. He told reporters that Nigeria's president offered to welcome him into exile.
He has extended an invitation. We have accepted the invitation. I think it's a matter now of making sure that it is done using our brains, that it is done properly, orderly, that no one feels disenfranchised and begins to act disorderly or disruptive in any way.
Taylor is insisting that he shouldn't leave unless U.S.-led peacekeeping forces come into the country first. Charles Taylor's supporters are trying to avoid reprisals at the hands of rebels who've attacked the Capitol in recent weeks. President Bush is saying the opposite, insisting that Taylor must surrender power first before U.S. troops would go in. A U.S. military team is bound for Liberia to look into the situation, even as President Bush himself prepares for a trip to other African nations this week. And we're about to get two perspectives on Liberia's crisis. We'll start with one of Charles Taylor's allies. Liberian Senator Thomas Wawiyu came to Washington this weekend. He says he's hoping to encourage the United States to intervene.
The United States has to intervene because it is a country that is an American colony, more or less. Everything in Liberia is American, and therefore it would be the responsibility of America to put the situation under control.
I know that Americans founded Liberia, but you're speaking in the present tense when you say Liberia is a colony of the United States.
Of course, Liberia has never been colonized per se by America, but because of its history with this country, everything we have is American. The laws are American. The Constitution is a pattern of the American Constitution. The flag is an American flag with only one star. So basically, Liberia is, they used to call us a microcosm of America in Africa. I must add right away that we are not Somalia, we are not Iraq. American troops would not face any extraordinary or security hazard in Liberia.
That's Liberian Senator Thomas Wawiyu, who's an ally of President Charles Taylor. Liberia was founded by African Americans in the late 1820s with American help. The capital, Monrovia, is named after President James Monroe. The United States has been deeply involved in this country ever since. And Herman Cohen says that history may give the United States a moral responsibility to act. Cohen was a State Department official in the first Bush administration. He once negotiated with Charles Taylor himself. But Cohen says Liberia's more recent history also gives reasons for the United States to move cautiously.
Up until 1980, Liberia was run by a minority. Just like South Africa was run by a minority of white people, this was a minority of the descendants of ex-slaves who settled there in 1824. It was very much a segregated, repressive society where it was run like a private club.
And you said segregated, but we're not talking about black and white here.
We're talking about black and black. We're talking about the descendants of ex-slaves known as the Americo-Liberians, who were culturally more advanced than the African tribesmen who were there before them. That was the division. And until 1980, it's the indigenous people who weren't getting any benefits from being a republic. And, you know, they never were a colony. But in 1980, an indigenous army sergeant took over. He just went into the presidential palace, shot the president, and he and his squad took over the country. And this caused a great deal of euphoria because he was one of our guys, you know. But that's when the trouble really started because these people, without any preparation for running a government, Samuel Doe just favored his tribe, which was the Krans, and they represented about 12% of the people.
Samuel Doe was the sergeant who went in
and took power, yeah.
Do we as a nation bear some special responsibility to establish peace in this country?
I think we do on a moral basis because we gave birth to this country. We have so many of their people living here. I guess one could argue that we don't have any interest there. We could ignore it and let them kill each other. where we have a moral responsibility is that we have the capability of doing it, whereas most other people don't.
Liberia's President Charles Taylor is now saying that he's willing to leave power, but he said today it's not unreasonable to request that there be an orderly exit from power. Is it reasonable to ask that U.S. peacekeepers come into the country and take charge of things before Charles Taylor leaves office?
Well, Charles Taylor has a history of going back on his word. He consistently accepts agreements and then finds a way to wiggle out of it. He has not made a commitment to leave power. That's what's important.
Did you ever meet Charles Taylor?
Yes, I met him the first time when I went into the bush. He was out there as a rebel leader, and I went out there in August of 1990 to visit him, surrounded by 12-year-olds with Kalashnikovs, drug-crazed kids. They scared me to death. And we had a talk, and he seemed very reasonable. He said he was willing to negotiate, and he said, if the U.S. sent Marines in here, we will surrender immediately because you're our big brother and we want you here.
Is he still a guy who seems very reasonable when you hear him speak?
He does. He makes good speeches, but I think he's basically there for the money. He's running a criminal syndicate there. Timber, diamonds. He hasn't done a single thing for the people. If he doesn't physically leave the country, he must at least resign from the presidency.
But if you leave it in his court like that, he can put this off indefinitely, I suppose.
Yeah, and there would be a problem for President Bush because everyone's saying, come on in, the country's suffering, people are dying, we need you. I'm not sure President Bush made the right decision by setting a non-negotiable demand. One thing I learned in my career is non-negotiable demands always come back to haunt you. But I think it's reasonable because if we send the U.S. troops in there and Charles Taylor says, I'm going to remain president until the election in 2005, and they say, no, you have to get out, his 10-year-old drug-crazed kids can start shooting at our guys. And after what we have in Iraq now, we don't want a second place where we're getting, hit.
Herman Cohen was an assistant secretary of state during the first Bush administration, and he's worked on African issues for many years. Mr. Cohen, thanks very much for coming by.
It was my pleasure.